This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
What happens when the first date goes perfect, but there's no follow-up from the other person? It's second date update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Good morning, Lori.
Hi.
Lori, it's Thunder and PT. Are you ready for second date update this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I am. Yeah. Okay, good morning.
Hi. Well, let's just start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about Jason and how you met.
Okay, yes. Jason, match.com. I was surprised how quickly it went. Like, I got someone the first week. It seemed great.
Well, that's cool. How was the first date?
I mean, we went and had, like, food and drinks, and, like, it was kind of like a roller coaster. It was like really slow getting up the hill. It was like, I don't know. But once we like hit our, you know, our stride, it was great. I had so much fun.
Good. So you weren't really on a roller coaster. That's just the way, that's a metaphor for how the date, for the date went.
I guess it wasn't like up and down crazy. It just took a while to get to the top before things got fun.
Yeah, because Valley Fair hasn't opened yet, I don't think, right?
But then you had a good conversation. Like, once the conversation started rolling, you felt like it was good?
Yeah, I mean, he's shy, so I think I was like, oh, okay, that's, got it. And so, like, trying to navigate that, and like, but he's really great. He's so kind. He donated to, I'm running a 5K, and he donated, like, on the spot. I was like, geez, he doesn't even know me.
And how much did he donate?
He donated $100, like, wow. Just $100. It's just, yeah, that was, like, a really high donor.
So he must really like you, right? Because if he didn't, it would be like a $5 donation. How long has it been since you've heard from Jason, Lori?
I mean, we went on the 17th of April. So like about three weeks almost, I guess.
Well, do you have any ideas of why, like, he might be ignoring you? Is there any, like, any inklings at all about something?
That's why I'm calling. I'm, like, really surprised. I thought we hit it. Like, I thought we had a connection. I don't think I misread it. I mean, the only thing, maybe he's seeing some of it, you know, seeing multiple people.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to find Jason. We got his number, so we're going to call him, see if he'll come on, and we'll get some of these. I know. That's second date update. You've heard it before, so you know this is part of the deal.
I know, but I'm nervous. Okay.
But just stay with us. We're going to try to make it as easy and comfortable as possible for you, Lori.
That's hopefully where we come in. And we'll see, though.
And for Jason, too. So stay right there, Lori, and we'll get some answers, hopefully, for you next on Second Date Update, right back after this.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Is Jason shyness the reason he's not calling Lori back after the first date?
It was kind of like a roller coaster. It was, like, really slow getting up the hill. But once we, like, hit our, you know, our stride, it was great. I had so much fun.
Hello.
Good morning, Jason.
Yes, is this?
Jason, hi. It's Thunder and PT. I got to tell you, we're on the radio right now. We're on 102.9 The Wolf. Sorry to put you on the spot, but this is something we call Second Date Update, and Lori has asked us to call you. Would you have some time to talk this morning?
It's just going to take a couple quick minutes, Jason.
Yeah, I know. And I know it's early Monday. But just for a minute or two, we just have a couple of questions. We promise not to ask anything too personal.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so
this is about Lori. And we just want to ask you how that first date with Lori went.
I mean, I don't think it was my finest work, but I think we had a good time.
Okay. Did you enjoy spending time with her?
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I would like her. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, and I thought we got along pretty good. So, yeah.
And the date was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think she said April 17th or something like that. So why haven't you gotten back to her? It's been a long time.
She's great, but, of course there's a but. She doesn't have any teeth.
Did you say she doesn't have any teeth?
Like, none. And it's not her fault. I don't think it's because she forgot to brush or anything like that. That's not what the situation is, but she took out her dentures on the date, and it was, like, a little jarring to see, and the thing is, she just acted like it was completely normal, and I don't care, I don't think I would have cared if she said anything, but it was just a shocking thing to see, and I just didn't know how to handle it.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
I have oligodontia, okay, and I, believe it or not, I have teeth. I do. It's really painful for me to eat with them, and I am embarrassed. It's secondhand nature just to take them out before, a meal, and I just did it and didn't say anything. You didn't say anything, so I didn't.
It's all good. It's all good. It's fine. I don't care. I was just trying to figure out like what happened, and
that's why you should call.
No, I like you. It really doesn't matter to me. I was just shocked by it, and I just didn't know like how to handle it. So I was like, I don't know. I don't want you to feel bad about it.
Yeah, and I got to say, that's honestly a great response, Jason. A very honest response. Lori, let me just ask you this. I know you said you guys met on Match. Is this something that, how do you approach that when it comes to being single?
I don't know. I've had it all my life. I've learned about it. I've known other people that had it. So I just, when we crossed that bridge, I guess.
Lori, I realize you'd want to keep these things, hidden in your profile, but what did you call it again?
Oligodontia.
Oh.
But all right, here's our job. Jason, you seem very accepting of what Lori's dealing with. And what we're here to do is try to put you guys together. Are you interested, Jason, in going out on a second date with Lori?
Even though she has no teeth.
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody brings their bag. So, I probably haven't revealed my baggage. So, you have to be accepting of people,
And Lori, can you, even though he was obviously shocked and didn't get back to you, can you, throw it under the rug and maybe try this again?
Yeah. Okay. I will if he is a little bit more vocal about, his true feelings in the moment. Sure. I'll try to be the same.
All right. Well, good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations. I'm glad that we were able to do this help in some small way to put you both back together. Will you guys let us know how the dating goes between the two of you for the future?
Sure.
Okay. Stay in touch. Why is everybody so reluctant to stay in touch? They come to us when they need help, and then when everything's happy, it's like, I don't think I ever want to talk to you again.
Leave those guys alone.
Right. Don't want to have anything to do with them. Guys, Jason and Lori, best of luck. Thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you, guys.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.